Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Eversource says it has more than 30,000 customers on Cape Cod still without power this morning after yesterday's tornado. That includes more than half the customers in Harwich and Chatham. The National Weather Service says a tornado with winds of 110 miles an hour touched down twice yesterday afternoon, bringing down trees and power lines and damaging buildings. Some people spent the night at a shelter at the Dennis Yarmouth Regional High School in South Yarmouth. WBUR's Callum Borchers is at that shelter this morning and joins us now. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Deb.
So what's it like there? Is it crowded?
You know, it's not. The Red Cross tells me that only a handful of people actually spent the night here, which is a lot fewer than emergency workers and volunteers were prepared to handle. I was here when the shelter opened last night at about 7 o'clock, and there were dozens of people setting up cots, delivering food, and even hauling in animal crates in case there were some pets that needed a place to stay. But actually, there was a really slow trickle of people seeking assistance. One of the nurses I spoke with pointed out that once the tornado passed, it was actually a very nice evening on the Cape here, Deb, and she guessed that most people decided to stay in their own homes because temperatures were very mild. Still, though, the shelter seemed to be an important resource for vulnerable populations. Among the first people I observed here was an elderly woman who arrived alone and also a family with three little girls wearing matching pink backpacks.
What about damage? Do we know at this point how much damage was caused by this tornado and whether anyone was seriously hurt?
Well, there were no serious injuries, according to the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, although local officials have told me that there were some minor injuries. The big toll, Deb, seems to be property damage. There's some dramatic footage you might have seen on social media of the roof lifting off the Cape Sands Inn in West Yarmouth. And this is how the village of Dennisport looks, in the words of John Terrio, who is the vice chair of the Dennis Board of Selectmen.
I can refer to it as a war zone. I've never seen so many trees, so many wires, so many things just down, and it happened so fast. That's the ironic part about this thing. Literally, within a 5 or 10 minute span maximum, it's just turmoil.
There are also a lot of downed trees in Harwich, which is where Becky Alden lives, and she's counting her blessings after one just grazed her car.
If it had been 2 inches taller, it would have damaged my front end of my car. It just missed. There might be a little scratch on the windshield, but it's okay.
And I tell you, Deb, instead of hunkering down after that near miss, Becky Alden went here to the shelter to volunteer with the Red Cross. And that's been one of the inspiring things about the response to this disaster. I've met a lot of people who have some damage to their own properties to tend to, but instead they're here at the shelter in case there are neighbors who need even greater assistance.
Cal, do we know how long people will be without power?
Well, the word is several days before full power is restored, although crews were working overnight, and initially there were about 54,000 people without power, and that number is coming down. Eversource is the electricity provider here, and the company's earning praise from public officials for its response so far. But those same public officials are also urging residents to advocate for themselves. Here's Dennis Police Chief Peter DiMatteo.
The biggest things we can tell folks is make sure that if you do have, in fact, no power, call the 800 number for Eversource so that they can actually get into their system that helps them triage as far as the big areas. They try to, typically what happens, they'll try to get the big areas first.
And that phone number is 800-592-2000. The message is call and get your neighbors to call, too, so that Eversource knows there are a lot of affected customers in the area. And there's one other tool worth mentioning, Deb. Dennis Fire Chief Mark Delner tells me that the state fire marshal is deploying drones to get aerial views that will help identify the hardest hit areas.
Now, of course, this is happening at the height of tourist season on the Cape. How are businesses and visitors handling this?
Well, to state the obvious, it's a blow to businesses that don't have power. I visited a gas station that couldn't process credit cards, for example. The receptionist at one motel I visited said there was no internet there. But if you are one of the lucky few that does have power, business is pretty great. I was driving around past downed trees and darkened buildings last night when I see lights on at an Irish pub in West Dennis called O'Shea's. So I pull in, and the place is just packed, Deb, and there's a live band. So I meet a man named Bob Bronis, and we chatted outside where it was a little bit quieter. He's from Stoughton, and he takes his phone out and shows me pictures of the tree damage at his summer place in East Harwich. And I ask him, what's he doing here?
There's power here.
There's power here. Okay.
So we came out to dinner. What else are you going to do? You know, even though they tell you stay off the roads, let the crews do what they can, people are out.
I saw the same spirit at a nearby ice cream place, Deb, so some seasonal visitors are trying to make the best of it. But Bob Bronis did tell me that if he doesn't have power back today, he's going to go home to Stoughton. And I think that that's what the Cape economy is worried about, people leaving if the tornado damage isn't cleaned up quickly.
All right, WBUR's Callum Borchers at Deneth Yarmouth Regional High School, which is being used as a shelter after yesterday's tornado. Cal, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Deb.